Now, do you think God just tries to ignore the hard parts of your life? Or is there something he's doing with them? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. Now, have you ever heard of kintsugi? It's a Japanese art form where they take broken pottery and repair the cracks with a lacquer dusted with powdered gold. It doesn't make the jar look flawless. Instead, the golden cracks become a beautiful part of its design. In the same way, God doesn't just discard us when we mess up or go through hard times. He uses those painful experiences and mistakes to make something more beautiful than we could imagine. So let's talk about that some more with our devotional, Something Beautiful by A.W. Smith. Have you gone through something really hard lately? Maybe there's been sickness or a death in your family. Maybe your parents are separating, or your best friend moved away, or your family is struggling financially. Even if you haven't personally experienced suffering like this yet, chances are you know someone who has. As we go through life in a world that has been broken by sin, we might find ourselves asking, where is the hope in all this? It might help to think about it this way. Have you ever seen a stained glass window? These works of art can be beautiful, but they look very different in the dark than they do in the light. When there's no light shining through the window, all we can see are a bunch of little pieces of dark glass. But when the light shines through them, we see vibrant colors that reveal the patterns or pictures the designer crafted there. Life can feel that way too sometimes. From our point of view, life can seem dark and dull, especially when we're going through hard times. But Jesus hasn't left us to suffer alone in the dark. He came into our broken world and lived among us. And he said, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness because you will have the light that leads to life. That comes out of John 8:12. And in Romans 8:28 and 29, we learn Jesus can shine through any difficulties we face. He can make a beautiful picture of our lives. That doesn't mean our lives will be easy, but Jesus will be with us through it all. He knows what it's like to go through terrible hardship. He suffered and died to save us from sin. When we face hard times in our lives, he is close beside us, and he can use even the most difficult situations to help us grow in our relationship with him and to show others his love. He can shine through our suffering so we and others can see a clearer picture of who he is. So, what are some questions you've got? Jesus understands how we feel when we're hurting. He faced terrible suffering and death to give us eternal life. But when he returns, he will restore creation and raise all his people to live with him forever. Then suffering will be no more. And even now, he is with us. We can trust him to make something beautiful out of our lives. What kinds of hard things have you experienced lately? Consider taking a moment to tell him about whatever is weighing on you. Now, as you and I can read in 1 Corinthians 13:12, now we see things imperfectly, like puzzling reflections in a mirror. But then we will see everything with perfect clarity. All that I know now is partial and incomplete, but then I will know everything completely, just as God now knows me completely. And dig deeper in your Bible for more. In 1 Corinthians 13:9 through 13, and 2 Corinthians 1:3 through 7, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and we're not just a podcast. So if you love reading with actual pages in your hands, you can get a free one-year subscription to the printed version of Unlocked. It'll come to you in the mail every 3 months, and you'll get to see the full-size cover art and get room to journal in the book itself, so there's some pretty cool things you can do with it. Sign up for free when you go to unlocked.org and tap subscribe in the menu. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, how one of the most overused verses in the Bible can come alive to you when you need it the most. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.